This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We got a message from a listener. He encountered a fever or a fervert. A female pervert.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know if that's a thing.
It's generally not.
No.
It's generally not. I mean, rare. They do exist.
As rare as a snow leopard.
Well, have you encountered a rare fervert?
Most of the time, you're just really happy that you did.
Right. But maybe women have encountered more perverts than men have. Hmm. Right? Maybe there's women being accosted or perverted.
Perverts. I don't know. I think it probably has happened.
I'm sure. Obviously, the majority of perverts are male.
Yeah.
We can all admit to that. But if you've encountered the rare snow leopard like female pervert, 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. So anyway, this guy said you guys were talking about that weird chiropractor. I listen every day, but sometimes I have to catch up on what I missed on podcasts. Anyway, I'm a 30-year-old dude, pretty good shape. My girlfriend says I'm an 8, but that aside, I just messed up my lower back at work, and I had to go to a chiropractor for an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
She was a very well-kept, 50-plus-year-old woman who was the chiropractor, but she began coming on to me. She even groped my ass several times, saying, "Are your butt muscles sore?"
Yeah, they are.
Jesus.
My girlfriend thinks I could be overthinking it, but I had to share.
Does a chiropractor ever grab your ass and ask you if your butt muscles are sore?
No. If you said, "I'm having a problem here,"
yeah,
you know, there's where the pain is.
Yeah.
Then they might try and do something, I guess. But never would a chiropractor just touch part of you and ask, "Is this sore?"
Yeah.
How about these titties? Them sore?
Did you pull a muscle right here in your butthole?
Is there anything they have to do that's right in your butt?
No.
Not that I've ever.
I wouldn't have thought so.
I've never pulled my butt.
No.
I wouldn't have thought so. So I don't know how he's overthinking it.
You can hurt yourself there.
Yeah, I know. But
it's definitely important with your back.
Yeah, but I think if they're going to crack like your hip bone or whatever they're going to do, they do stuff. They use your leg to do it. Like they bend you sideways and then they pull you.
Yeah, the butt was, that was her being fervy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason for a chiropractor to touch you in some place that you're not hurt.
And ask if you're sore there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about this? How those balls? How those balls holding up? Are they sore?
They're sore. You're going to need to crack them.
Any pain in your shaft here? Let's see.
Let's get it engorged and see if we
they
can.
It's starting to hurt.
That's because I'm squeezing too hard.
There you go.
Stop squeezing it.
All right. And that's why guys don't report perverts.
Nope.
Stephanie is
He's only reporting it because he's got a girlfriend.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, how's she going, eh?
Eh? Have you run into the rare fervert, the female pervert? I'm never going to be able to say that.
No, he's not.
Yeah, actually, I did once. I do like vintage pinup contests, and so I do competitions like that. And there is this one girl, and she was passing out at the end of the contest little biker patches that said "I Heart Carpet Munching."
Nice.
And she said, "If you ever turn gay, call me." And I was so thrown off by it because I'd never encountered something like that before, especially from a girl.
Sounds like she's hitting on you.
I don't know if that was.
She wasn't like,
so pervy.
I don't think that's pervy. That's just like making a pass at you.
Right. I mean, still quite a thing to encounter, but
that's just old school courting.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is lesbian courting.
Carpet munching courting.
Yes. What a patch. What a patch. How do you get one of those? I know. I guess I know how you get one, but you have to qualify.
Lesbian carpet munching.
Yeah, you have to qualify.
You don't qualify. Yeah. Jessica's in Boston. You've encountered the fervert.
Oh, I have. So for my 21st birthday, my friends brought me to this like bar club type of thing, and they didn't tell me it was a gay night. So we're dancing, and then this girl is just like kind of dancing around with us, and there was a single bathroom, and I had to go. So she slipped her way through the door and like went in there with me, and I was like, "Oh, okay, whatever. Like, girls go to the bathroom with each other." And she's just, like, saying weird stuff, like, "Oh, what's your name?" And I was like, "Oh, Jessica." And she's like, "Oh, that's my ex's name." So like, oh, okay, cool. So we went back out on the dance floor, and I'm dancing with my friends, and she literally, like, grabbed me from behind and, like, swooped me from, like, my bits.
What?
And
so wait a second.
She swooped you from your bits?
Bit swooper?
Yes, she did.
Oh, no.
She grabbed me there, and she threw me on one of, like, the couches after and was, like, trying to dance on me, and my friends had to, like, grab her off of me. I'm like, what is going on?
Was she a very attractive lady?
No.
Oh, damn it. Of course not. Jessica, just say yes, for God's sake. She was a supermodel.
Oh, no. I was freaking out. I was like, oh, my God, because I'm straight as could be, and, like, I don't care if, like, you swing that way, but, oh, my God. I was like...
Yeah, you were ready for
terrifying.
Yeah. Was she a bigger girl?
She was, and I'm only like 5'2", like 115 pounds. So
you're gonna get on that couch, baby. You're just like a little animal cracker. I'm gonna throw you on that couch.
Man, it would be like crazy. I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, what's happening? And then people were like taking out their phones and like taking like videos. I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, well, that's too funny.
Rocksteady,
poor girl at the club there.
Rocksteady, I'm about to go grab that girl by her vagina and throw her on a couch.
Are you serious?
Seriously, I can't stand it anymore. I kicked my way into the bathroom with her.
You did?
Found out her name's Jessica.
You gonna grab her right by her pee?
I'm gonna lift her off the ground. Right by it.
That's so graceful when you do that.
Okay, here I go.
All right, go do it. I'll dance. Get on the couch, bitch!
Stop!
Gonna need a piece of that.
That's right, show her. Show her what Rockstar Bebop's made of.
I forget which ones we are sometimes.
It doesn't matter even.
We're both.
You've become one.
Uh-huh. You got us both tonight, lady.
It's a 2-for-1 deal.
Exactly.
By the pound, it's the best deal you'll ever get. Yeah.
Tell you one thing, you're going to be exhausted.
We don't sleep.
No.
We just take little naps.
What a nightmare. Big perverts.
Oh, I love this part.
Here. Oh, yeah, I get it.
Oh, no.
That's.
Oh, no. Oh, rock steady. Oh, no.
That's my grind. That's my grind, lady.
That's how I call that chum in the water. All right, Craig has a comment here. Craig, we're talking about perverts, female perverts. Have you had an encounter? Yeah.
Strap on.
Yep.
Okay, tell us about it.
Chindo.
All right, so I used to work at this pizza place up at Ann Arbor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it was...
Hey,
yeah,
for God's sakes.
Yep.
What do you have?
That's it. You lose your... Yeah, you can't be on the line. Yeah, that's that.
Son of a bitch.
Bye-bye.
Don Licker. What's
that?
Don't ever call here.
You're banned.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dave just called him a dong licker.
I apologize.
Yeah, that was Dave's reaction.
Old man Dave comes out.
That was sometimes. Don't do it.
Hey, like, you dong licking hippie. You Ann Arbor fruitcake.
Yeah, that's what happens, Dave.
Dave handles it just like an elderly man that's getting prank calls. He really did. Don't you ever call here again, you understand? I'll see you in court. Get off my lawn. Oh, I'm keeping it this time.
They're on my phone lawn.
Yeah. You're on my phone lawn.
Yeah.
Come on now. Like, he didn't even know what he did. Like, yep. He drops an F-bomb. He's like, yep.
Don't trust
to you.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, calm down. We're talking about perverts, female perverts. This woman said, I had a female boss in my early 20s. She would regularly brush against me at work and comment on how big my unit must be.
Jesus.
She was married and tried to get me to tag team her with her husband at the time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I mean, I don't know if that's really like a... See, like a pervert to me does something like that's... And I'm not saying that that's not inappropriate, but I'm talking about like perverted stuff, like a chick on the edge of a forest,
right?
Like taking care of herself as joggers go by. You know what I mean? Like that's like what you would never see,
right?
Like you'll see an office chick who's a boss hit on a guy who works there. I mean, that's par for the course.
Well, this one's a little more perverted. This guy said, "I was out with my girlfriend. A girl approached us, said, I want to lick your girlfriend's feet.
Oh.
We took a hard pass.
We're going to just go to dinner.
Hard pass. We're just here at the Red Lobster.
We're in a big hurry.
It's too bad.
Seriously. Sorry, pervert.
We got to go.
I'll look him like that owl in that Tootsie Pop commercial. I'll bite him right off. Looks like three. Rocksteady.
And it's always three. Bebop.
All right. So what was your encounter with a pervert, a female pervert? Again, if you don't know the number, it's toll free at 1-855-954-6969. And we're looking for guys and girls to call it. And pervert, not just hit on by someone. Like something perverted happened. Carter is in New Hampshire. Hey, Carter.
Hey, how we doing? Lisa Cheese Tray.
Lisa Cheese Tray.
Have you encountered female pervert?
So I see you're one female pervert, and I raised you like 1,000 screaming female perverts. I used to model tuxedos for a prom fashion show company back when I was like 17 till I was 19.
Okay.
And it's a Southern women's show in Nashville, Tennessee. We went on before the Nashville Fire Department did like a striptease thing.
Oh my God.
To raise money for burn victims.
Yeah.
And these women, so I was like 17, 18, they would like grab at us, and they would, of course, grab at the half naked firemen because, you know, obviously. But they would like try to get backstage to come talk to different guys and stuff like that. And after we were done with the show, we would go and try to mingle with the crowd. Of course, 17 to 19, we were trying to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
But these middle-aged women were really forward, and, you know, they would do some pretty weird things to try to talk to us and try to grope and things like that, grabbing butts, which we kind of ate it up at the time, but hindsight 2020, that was 10 years ago. It's kind of weird.
It was just a room full of
17-year-old tuxedo model.
Yeah, I don't think you can really judge, like, a female perv based on the crowd of chicks at a male strip show.
But it's not a strip show. It was like a fashion show. Like a charity fashion show.
But they still tried to go backstage and bang the guys.
Yeah, but it's a charity fashion show.
They were having firemen strip, though.
Yeah.
But I'm sure just peeling off their jacket, they're not going down to, like, their skivvies.
I got a four-alarm fire right
between my legs. It's for charity. It's for a kid's burn. You're not going to get naked for that.
They still wanted to bang them. I'm saying there's something when guys start taking their clothes off and they can dance. Ask James.
Women go crazy.
Yeah.
They go absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
The only people that go more nuts than the ladies are the other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
The guys go really nuts.
That's it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're talking about
bonkers.
Female perverts or perverts, if you will. And Doug is in Huron Township.
Hi, Doug. Good morning.
Bonkers.
Preparing to peg.
Preparing to peg.
Preparing to peg, sir.
Preparing to peg.
Peg away.
Peg. Jesus. What do you think, man?
Me and my buddy was delivering furniture for a business, you know, furniture delivery business, and we come to this trailer park, and it's just some lady and some guy she had over there. We're delivering a dresser in her bedroom. As we're delivering it, she nonchalantly knocks over her whole box of dildos. And starts going on about how she wants to take on two guys. And the other guy that was there said that he was down, and she told him to shut the, you know what, up. And she was trying to get me and my partner to. But I was afraid she was going to call my work.
So she didn't want her guy.
No.
She wanted you two guys and him to shut the F up.
The movers.
Yes. Yeah, she basically told him he could hit the road. She wanted the two delivery guys.
Here's your car keys if you got a problem with it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she was a bigger girl in a trailer park, so, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
No, we right. get it.
Once accidentally again. Knock over her box of dildos.
Oopsie poopsie.
Yeah.
Thank God, why was that lying there? I was wanting to be more discreet with those.
It's like a big hamper full.
It's a laundry basket. Oh, man. My fun.
All right.
Help me gather those up.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? So I got a story from college years ago. I was in a fraternity at U of M, and this happened at the fraternity next to mine. A woman walked into their house on a Sunday afternoon in a brown trench coat, just let herself right in, stripped it down, and started masturbating on their couch and begged the guys in the house to gangbang her.
Whoa.
They had to call the cops and have her physically removed from the house.
So she was not someone they wanted to gangbang?
No. Yeah. It was quite a bad spectacle to see the cops walk her out of the house.
Yeah.
So that's pervy, though. Yeah. That's pervy.
That's a pervert. Mm. She comes in a trench coat, starts diddling herself, and then asks to be gangbanged in the frat house.
Yeah.
That's pervy.
Yeah. It's rare.
Yeah, it is rare.
Someone said, my lesbian boss always tells me she's going to give me a Billy Joel, and there's no way I'm going to stop it. She's big and scary, so I always leave before everyone else does at the company functions.
That's so weird.
Why would she want to?
Why would she want a fellatio
him? Just wants to show that she, even though she plays for the other team, she still has the skill set.
Is that like a dominance thing? Like a power?
Probably. It sounds terrifying.
I will blow you, and there's no way you're going to stop it. I've got the grip strength of a gorilla.
That's an odd thing.
Pop. Oh, quite a little too hard.
Well, you know. Then again, that's another thing. I think that's just, I don't know how perverted that is.
Yeah, she just, you know, letting
you
know.
Kinda, it's borderline, I think. Mm. When your boss does it, she's the boss. That's what makes it perverted.
I think that's just normal.
Oh, there's going to be no escape.
Yeah, I might run around the room a couple times. I better get away.
You're just too quick.
This woman says, I watch porn every day on my way home from work on the expressway. Does that make me a pervert, a female pervert?
Porn on the expressway? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Especially if she's touching herself.
And also, it's super dangerous. Stop it.
Yeah.
You're right.
You'll watch the road.
It's old man Andy there.
God damn it.
In.
You're the reason my insurance is through the roof.
Exactly.
Son of a bitch.
This one said that these two ladies with the voice of Chuck Smoker lady voice would always come in to the sex shop I worked at every night.
Every night.
And just say a ton of perverted things all the time. Like, I can smother your face.
You wanted me to just sit right on top of you?
No, I don't. I just am trying to put these movies away here. You can't be smoking in here.
Try and stop me.
No.
You get close enough and I'll grab you.
Oh, God.
They offered to smother my dong.
That doesn't even sound fun.
That is not a turn on.
No.
I'll smother your dong.
I don't like that.
No.
That means like you've got big old bits that are just going to encompass it.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's what it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
choke you to death.
Amanda?
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll drown you with my bits.
Good, how are you?
Good. Amanda, have you encountered a female pervert?
I haven't, but my boyfriend has. He works with a pest control company, so he has to go to people's houses to do his work. And they do bat work, and he went to this lady's house for it, and she answered the door in lingerie. like full on nighty, like bra and panty sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was very professional and he, you know, discussed what the quote for the work would be. And I guess she leaned in really close and she's like, is there anything that I can do to be at the top of your list? And because he's, you know, he's an innocent, precious cinnamon roll, he panicked and he said, I have a girlfriend. What? And he walked out.
Does your guy know you call him an innocent, precious cinnamon roll?
Yes, I call it to his face.
I've never heard a man described in that way.
I have to say, just me, innocent, precious cinnamon roll.
I'm her little cinnamon roll.
You're sweet.
It sounds, yeah, I don't know, not as manly.
Unmanly.
Yeah, unmanly. It's
I fight bats, though, babe.
Yeah. You're just a little cinnamon
Shut
ball.
Up.
Stupid.
You're innocent. You
fight bats. You spray stuff in a room.
Spray bug. You're just a bug spraying a little cinnamon roll, just a little.
You're a little cinnamon bitch.
Yeah, you.
Icing all over
I'm
you.
Sorry.
It threw me that whole call. That yeah. Describing
you're a,
in that
you're a whip dude if your girlfriend calls you a precious little cinnamon roll.
Yeah. Show me those Cinnabuns.
Hey, Cinnabuns.
She calls his ass Cinnabuns.
At least that lady, though, that he went to go to her house, she wasn't, like, dressed like a bat.
Right. So I'll show you some bat wings. You want to see some bat wings?
Oh, God! Ah!
That's her sexy bat outfit.
Yeah. I'm in a cave.
Oh, God. He starts spraying her with that thing.
You're a little cinnamon roll, aren't you? Just want to bake you up.
Sorry, I can't be here anymore. My girlfriend's going to be really upset.
Jonathan encountered a pervert. Is this at work, Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay, explain what happened.
So I work for a cell phone store. And
well, that's ironic because you have the worst cell phone on the planet. You work for a bad cell phone store.
I currently work for a cell phone store. And
all right, let's see if we can hear you a little better.
All right.
Is that a little better?
Yes, yeah. Yes. There we go.
Okay. Yeah, I worked for a cell phone store, and the lady came in to buy a phone, and she was being pretty,
Like what?
No, you literally have the worst cell phone. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
don't ever go to that guy's cell phone store.
It's kind of cut out.
I'll be back.
Hello?
There you go, see?
Jonathan? All right, this is your last chance. So she bought a phone.
Yes. And she bought a phone, and she was being pretty flirtatious. And I was like, okay, you know, it's part of the job.
Okay. It's been said before, cell phones are ruining radio.
It is.
And like,
it's the
more
truth.
Like talk radio where you need to talk to people.
I think,
and hear
was
them.
He listening to us on the radio at the same time or something?
I didn't.
What he told Jason was that she bought a phone,
took
it outside, taped herself, diddling herself, took it back inside to him, and said, I think there's something wrong with this. You may want to check it out.
Looks like you might have got a virus. Some kind of virus.
Oh. Well, it's all wet, ma'am. I don't know what happened, but...
Well, I think we should...
Can we... I got a bag of rice here. Can we just put it in the rice for
no,
a bit?
No, keep it wet.
That's a fervor.
Watch, watch with that special video.
Oh.
There you go. See if that's the virus.
That whole story smells fishy to me.
Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Press play.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
What is that?
That's my vagina.
It looks like the mouth of aliens.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Is what it is. I'll tell you what
disgusting.
It is. It's disgusting.
What is that? That's my vagina.
I love that.
Disgusting.
That is disgusting.
So this person works at a steel mill, and a girl that they all call Big Erica breaks into the soiled uniform return box from time to time and touches her bits while touching the soiled uniforms.
Jesus. Don't come in here if you don't want to. Get busy with me.
Big Erica! Get out of there!
Oh, I'm on break.
You're in the soiled uniforms again.
I am.
Big Erica.
I get in here like a possum.
Big Erica just burrowed her way into the unis again, boss.
Try and remove me.
Oh, God. Grab her feet, guys.
Oh, I like that.
Hurry up. Pull her out.
You'll never get me out.
Oh, God.
Not even budging.
She's heavy, guys.
They call her Big Erica.
Don.
I'm Big Erica.
What was your encounter with a female pervert? Fervert?
Okay, so last year, before I broke up with my ex-girlfriend, I worked at a law firm, and my boss was an older lady, but she was pretty big. She's about 6'3", mm-hmm. and she was making some pretty bold sexual advances towards me. But long story short, we had a meet and greet, and I brought my girlfriend with me to meet everybody in the office. And while we were there, my boss actually put her hand like on my crotch in front of my girlfriend, like plain view for everybody in the office to see. Like, we're standing there and she just had her hand like all over my junk.
So she's fired. What happens next?
She owns the place. A law firm.
She owns the place. So, I mean, it was really awkward. Like, some people saw it and like turned away. And my girlfriend just kind of looked like she was completely shocked that it happened. But I mean, right after that, she kind of like blamed it on me, like, wow, you just let this old lady touch your junk and like you're not gonna say anything about it. Like, I was like, I had no idea what to do in that situation, you know?
Yeah,
you get her competitor lawyer and you sue her for everything she's worth. They'd love to take that case.
That is true. You find her arch nemesis lawyer.
Yeah,
exactly.
Happens everywhere in all the big cities.
We all know they got them.
Jim's in Boston. Jim, what was your fervert encounter?
I was visiting my grandfather in a nursing home, and it was really quiet, like a Tuesday night, walking in, and this little old lady on the side was in a wheelchair, and she was looking at me, and she was, so I went over, and she took my hand, and she started pulling me towards her, saying, I want it all, I want it all, I want to take it all in.
Oh, God.
So
yeah, all right, lady.
I wrestled myself free, and I looked over at the nurse, and she was smiling ear to ear.
Yeah.
Right, because
that
happens.
Doesn't count.
No, that doesn't. She's,
she's
doesn't know.
Got problems.
Yeah.
It doesn't count unless you bang her.
She's in a wheelchair.
No, Chuck.
What?
Well, because then you're the perv.
Right.
Okay. Acceptable. Sean.
Right, lady, let's go.
Yeah. A few more quick calls here. Hello.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing okay, Sean. So what's your fervert story?
I used to work for a tow company, and one of the most dreaded calls we would get was from the state police to meet them at a park and ride. So, late night, you get a phone call from the state police to meet them at a park and ride. You were going to see something you didn't want to see.
Right.
And this time, it was a little strange because the trooper was waiting, and it was two women, about a 20-year-old and about a 35-year-old woman, going at it in a car. Both of them ended up getting arrested for indecent exposure and something, conduct that didn't belong in public.
Right, right,
right. I thought he was going to say, like, public cunnilingus or something.
I don't know if that's an official charge.
Is that a charge?
We charge you with public cunnilingus.
I don't think it's not on the books.
It's a strange thing to have to deal with.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
Were they attractive?
The younger one definitely was, but usually you get that phone call, it's two men in a park and ride.
Yeah, right. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
Bring a raincoat with you.
Oh, well, goodness.
Oh.
Watch your step. Jake.
You've been charged with public cunnilingus.
Again?
Two counts. Hiya, Jake.
Fourth degree.
Hey, good morning, penis balls.
Balls.
Penis. So your female pervert encounter, how did it play out?
All right, well, I'm a pipeliner, and we're welding pipe through this neighborhood, and I'm down there welding, and my boss comes and nudges me. He's like, pick up your hood, pick up, you got to see this, you got to see this. And we look up, and then in this house, this lady was, I mean, just bare, just giving us all a show through the window. I mean, spreading your cheeks through the window.
Check out my sweet, sweet beehole.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The whole crew is just sitting there looking at her like, oh, my God, no way.
That's a female pervert. If you show your beehole to the street.
They found Madame Goatsy.
Yeah,
Madame Goatsy.
Oh, look, it's Madame Goatsy.
Quick, somebody weld a boner.
One more text here. This is definitely a female pervert. I'm an EMT. I work the overnight from time to time. I fell asleep in the front of the truck. I woke up to my female partner putting me in her mouth.
What do you mean?
I have never worked with her again. She's a very butch female and definitely not my type. She was blowing him.
Oh.
Shouldn't have fallen asleep, babe. Bob. Wakey, wakey. Look, I think he's alcohol. Babe, Bob, I think he's asleep. He's entering REM sleep. You can see his eyes are. His eyes are twitchy.
Okay.
Get down there. That's it.
Okay. Oh,
that's it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I had the cops at my house.
Oh, yeah?
What'd your kid do? What did your kid do?
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yes.
Saturday morning, doorbell rings. If you've ever had your doorbell rung at 4 a.m.
Well, I always assumed it's ding-dong ditch people.
Like I've had it rung super
have
early.
Really?
It's always kids.
Oh wow!
It's
I've never experienced that. I know who they are.
Oh,
by the way,
old man Chuck.
Yeah,
that's enough. This better
people.
Be good.
To me, it was bad news.
Mm. Yeah, it's
like,
scary.
Oh
well,
right? Sure.
It was really scary.
At first, I woke up and I'm like, you know how you have like a fog of, was that the doorbell or was that in my dream?
Yeah.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
But I knew it was real because then Jameson started barking. Right.
Yeah.
So. Obviously, something's going on. I jump out of bed. My first thought, and this is a parent horrible, Aiden, this is just the world we live in. I went to bed before my kid, right?
Right, so what did he do?
His curfew's 11.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I was in bed before 11. I was exhausted. And my first thought was, please, dear God, let nothing have happened to him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
The cops are at my door. I run downstairs. I was so worried. I didn't even think to look out the peephole, which is stupid. I realized after, because it could be like, you hear these stories where people show up at your door like, oh, we're having car troubles, and then they just bust in. It's like a home invasion.
Yeah, home invasion. Yeah.
So I realized how dumb it was to not even look outside first after I opened the door. But I was in such a panic.
Yeah.
When I opened the door and I see it's a police officer, I'm like, oh my God, what's happened?
Yeah.
Something bad, really bad has happened. So the guy, must listen. He knew my name. And he's like,
that's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Because it was even more uncomfortable because I didn't bother to put on pants.
Well, you can at 4 a.m. You come to my house at 4 a.m., you're seeing me naked.
Wow. No, I had underwear on. I had underwear on.
Wow.
I was like, I gave him the full 9-inch salute.
He did.
Huh?
He did. Gave him a 9-inch shape.
I honestly didn't realize I had underwear, just underwear on until after this whole ordeal.
Yeah.
Like I was just.
Yeah.
Out of it, I guess. I had taken one of my like over-the-counter sleeping pills too, so it probably contributed to my fog.
Yeah, you had to wake up out of the world.
So confused. So he's like, Dave, is everything okay? I'm like,
your alarm.
Yes, unknown police officer.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
And he's like, we've had reports on the next street over. There were some kids trying car doors, trying to get stuff out of cars. So they were just driving through neighborhoods. Both of our garage doors were open. They're like, but we noticed both your garage doors are open. We want you to check and make sure they didn't go through your stuff.
So you think forget to close them or they open them up?
Yeah. What happened was, so my son who came home.
Yeah.
Opened one door and as he was walking into the house, he didn't even look. Just hit the button.
Didn't make
on
sure.
The other door, which means now both doors are open.
And then walked in and shut the door.
And walked in and shut the door. So both of our garage doors lying wide open since after
11
p.m.
That's way better than someone got into your cars and opened your garage.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So they're like, we'd like you to come out and look. Just make sure everything's there. So again, I'm in my underwear going through cars, lifting stuff up in my garage. God. I'm like, there's golf clubs here, that's there, everything. I'm like...
Everything seems to be fine.
Yeah.
I really don't know what to, I mean, my sunglasses are sitting right in my car. You think right. they would have taken stuff like that yeah. if they had to come in here? He's like, yeah, again, we had a no report on this street, but it was just the street over, and we saw your doors were open. We just wanted to make sure. So I'm like, thanks. They, you know, yeah. I obviously appreciate that.
Yeah.
What a frightening couple of first minutes, though, mm-hmm. when you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, it was very, I wanted to apologize after, like, when they left, and I bent down to get Jameson, and I'm like, I'm just in my friggin' underwear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I felt like saying, sorry.
Yeah, sorry about all that.
Sorry, that was indecent exposure. I don't know.
Did Amber sleep through the whole thing?
The three of them didn't wake up.
Jesus.
Oh, it was just you?
Just me. Amber, yeah. the boys. Amber, I didn't even wake anyone up. But then I couldn't go back to bed, right? My heart's pounding in my chest. I laid down on the couch for a while, and then at like 5:30, I'm like, well, give this up.
Yeah.
I'm actually just going to get up, make some coffee, and begin my day.
God.
Hearing the doorbell ring, though, in the middle of the night is a terrifying thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about this aspect of law enforcement until Dave just said this. You see a lot of people in their underwear, I bet.
Oh, guaranteed. Yeah,
yeah. Probably.
They see people
in nude and underwear.
Nude and underwear constantly.
Way higher than you think.
This is embarrassing. But I know I had morning wood out of the gate.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I told you that I didn't
sleep. Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure it went away pretty fast in the panic situation.
Oh, my God. Well, so if you're that officer of the law, call us. It wasn't 9 inches.
All right, stop it.
Give us a detailed description.
I'm so embarrassed that I didn't even think to put on pants.
Well, it was sort of, you know, you were sleeping.
And you're in a daze, yeah.
Emergency.
Medicated sleeping.
Well, we all know what to do now. Just go.
It is hilarious.
Ring Dave's doorbell at 4 a.m.
Police officers.
Get a hell of a show.
Raging erection.
Well, I hope to God it wasn't. But anyways. Yeah, that was my morning.
That's scary.
And it was super.
It's all right. Dave's just confused and erect.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Just driving
that.
By Dave's house again. Make sure Dave's okay. Checking on Dave.
He's
again.
As hard as a rock.
Dave was real hard, guys.
All right, okay.
This just in.
Gave us the full salute.
Yeah.
No.
Well, thank you, Dave.
My heart sunk, though, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Because I guess I should have looked in Aiden's room. I didn't even think of looking in his room, but the first thing that went to my head was, oh, my God, what's happened to him?
Yeah.
It's bad.
Well, yeah.
But thankfully, it was fine. So that was the best news I could have got, is that he left the... That's why I was like, I didn't even give him a hard time.
Yeah. You gave him a hard time, but...
Do you think that they knocked on your... If it was anyone else, do you think they would have knocked on their door?
Oh, I think so.
You think?
I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't.
No, I
don't either.
I
don't.
My neighbors had that happen before.
Really?
Where someone's come by in the middle of the night and they've... Because they always leave. I've closed one of my neighbor's garage doors myself because you can just hit up one button outside and it closes. Mm. They always forget. And I think they said one time that the same thing happened.
Mm.
So now you have to start waiting up for your kids to come home. Someone does. And make sure they lock everything up.
I did say,
everything.
Like, dude... It's never happened before, but I'm like, you have to triple check. Because our garage, there's, like, it's the dumping ground. There's all sorts of crap in there, right? Nothing extremely valuable, but...
You don't want people
to surprise people. Yeah.
I am surprised that garage doors don't just, like, auto-close after...
At least
after
shopping kids and
well,
stuff.
Well, but, you know, you can make enough... Sensor. They've got the sensors and everything. Like, it is... It's just crazy to me that they would stay open... For
there
like
probably is.
An hour.
You know, and I just got new garage doors a couple months ago, and I told you I have the app now, so I can see when they're open and closed.
Yeah.
And if I forget, I can log on and see it says closed. I can hit it, right, and close it or open it. But maybe there is a function where you can set it to
I don't think so.
Close.
I mean, I don't
look into it.
That's a crazy thing. You got an app-controlled garage door?
They're all like that now.
Yeah, all the new ones
the
are
new
like
ones.
That. Old man Andy doesn't like it.
Well, I just never thought about it. I don't have a garage.
Yeah, you mean you do? Yeah. Well, if you had one, you'd talk to it and monitor all your
I'm
ins
still getting
and outs
used to all the, like, I was like, I literally almost cry every time I talk into my steering wheel on a phone.
Well, you got
to
think about it. The garage people, they want all your info, too.
Yeah, they do.
So they got you to sign up for an app,
well, no,
so then they have everything
this.
On your phone.
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
Someone said I had the same cop incident because the garage door was open and there was a package on the front porch, but I was butt-ass naked. Yeah, naked is, I'm sure, as you said, I'm sure cops see all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
People are naked and
to them, it's probably nothing that I was in my underwear. But
I think your boner probably was a bit much.
It wasn't.
I think it was a bit much. I guarantee that if a cop saw your boner, they've all heard about it. They've all talked about it. I went to Dave Hunter's house, and he had a huge boner.
What they say is true. I think it might actually be
bandages. Yeah. No, it touched me on my leg.
All right.
He was at least a
I'm
foot
sure they'll
and
say that I was in my
boner.
Underwear. I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
well, at least it wasn't anything crazy.
No. And again, that's why my kid was not punished in any way. I was just happy he was fine. I went into his room and like gave him a hug. I'm sure he doesn't remember that, but I was so worried about the guy. God, being a parent sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
He's not even like in that age where I really need to worry too much.
Mm.
Well, yeah, you're right. I probably should.
What were you up to by then, Andy?
But I mean, like, I'm sure
it was wild
his friend drive.
Oh, God.
Had freedom. Access to drugs.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
But in a couple
more
of months.
More than that age group than I did when I was an adult.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That's scary.
I'm sure in a couple of months when all of his friends start driving and stuff, I'm going to worry even more, even though I've already given them the I don't care what time it is, call me, don't get into a car if anyone's been drinking speech. But, yeah, my worry was in high gear. Someone said years ago at my old house, police did come in the middle of the night because I forgot to close my garage door.
Hmm. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it must be the area. There's people, like I've had my garage door open all night. No one's ever come.
Well, they would have to have driven by.
Yeah.
They just happened to have an incident happen, I guess, nearby.
So that's why. And that's why they were just going through the neighborhoods nearby to see if there were any other reports or any cars that looked like they'd been broken into. But I don't think they found any on our street, hopefully. Someone said, last year, my husband and I woke up to two sheriffs at the end of our bed with the lights on. They had come to do a wellness check because a suicide hotline had pinged a phone in our area. We sleep with the TV on, so we didn't hear the door. So they made their way in through an unlocked door.
Wow.
Is that lawful?
I don't think so.
A ping in the area and you couldn't come just in my house?
Couldn't cops just say that?
Seems
that
like
seems,
it.
Doesn't seem right.
That seems super fishy. Yeah. Like you got violated.
She said, I spent 15 minutes talking to them before realizing that my white beater tank top was totally see-through.
Mm. Jeez.
They were just staring at your nips the whole time.
Yep.
Ma'am.
We're going to have to ask you a few more questions. If you don't mind. Maybe about a half an hour worth.
Happened to me a month ago. Someone said 3:30 in the morning, call from the sheriff's deputy asking me if I had a son named Ryan. I do. Heart stop. Panic shot through my whole body. Turned out he and his friends were doing donuts in the Lowe's parking lot. Said, same as you, Dave. Hard to get back to sleep after that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the call you want, though. If a cop's going to call you about your kid, something in the middle of the night.
Donuts.
Yeah. Donuts in a parking lot.
Yeah.
I just, but the cops never had to do anything like with my dad or anything. But if they would have, if it would have ever came to that, I'd have been like, you guys just need to shoot me.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Don't call my dad. Just shoot me.
I get it. I was just doing donuts, but it's going to have to cost me my life.
I'm like, I'm going to really have to ramp things up. I'm going to try to steal your car.
Give me that gun.
Sorry.
I got your base. This person said I had a state trooper come into my room in the middle of the night, too, to tell me that my cows got out and were running down the road.
If you have cows, I guess you gotta.
Seems like they should knock a whole bunch before they just waltz on in.
Yeah, I wonder what would have happened if I didn't answer. They would have just left, I guess, right?
Beat your door down.
God damn it, Dave's in trouble!
Yeah. Yeah, they kicked the door.
Dave Hunter!
In.
Dave Hunter! Can you imagine?
Because it is weird. You open the door like, Dave!
God damn it, Dave! Damn it, Dave! Are you okay? That made it God even damn more it. Confusing to me.
Yeah.
Who are you? Dave, how you doing? Whoa, nice.
All right.
Nice pants.
No.
Beautiful sausage.
Chuck was right. Years ago, someone said, buddy slamming on my door, didn't know it was him, 3 in the morning, grabbed a pistol, and said in a daze, I will shoot you. Long story short, he got into a fight with his girlfriend and he wanted to hide in my house.
You got to tell people.
Yeah.
Because they'll shoot you.
They're waiting.
This one, same thing happened to me, 1:30 in the morning. I was half asleep. I was wondering if it was some sort of scam. The cop was pissed that I didn't open the door for him, but I blame that on your show. Trust no one. Well, I thought that afterwards, as I said, like, this is one of the scams that happens.
Mm. Yeah.
They ring your bell. They're like, oh, our car broke down. Do you mind if we use your phone? And then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right.
I don't believe you. Ha ha.
You really go at it and you're like, get that little outfit and a Halloween costume.
Oh, it doesn't even look believable.
Badge just comes right off, doesn't it? Oh, it's hard.
Let me see your badge.
It's really on
What's
there.
Your badge number.
It is a real one. Oh, boy.
I guess there are, by the way, garage doors that you can set auto close.
Mm.
Yeah, and so yours might even do it.
Yes, I got to look into it because I don't ever want that to happen again. One morning at 4 a.m., there was a knock at the door, opened it to see a police officer. And assumed somebody was dead. He said, do you own a large white pit bull? And me, assuming my dog was asleep on the couch, said yes. He gestured to his cruiser and said, is this him? The big dumbass was sitting in the back of the cruiser looking at me out the window. He escaped from our open sliding door at some point during the night.
That's funny. He's in the back of a cop car. He's like, yeah, call me a lawyer.
My dumbass dog can now open and close the door.
He learned?
Yeah.
Like velociraptors?
He can open and close the sliding door.
Wow.
So he just lets himself out, lets himself back in the house whenever he wants. That's what he can. He doesn't close it. He can just open it on either side.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. So he's never really trapped, but you'll just walk over and everything will be like wide open. It's like, oh, thanks. Thanks, bud.
And one more here. Driving my Jeep home in Southwest Florida one night about 3 in the morning with my doors and top off, blaring old Bring Me the Horizon. Apparently, a passerby called the police for a possible domestic. Knock on my door at 3 a.m., so I grab my gun. I answer the door to two deputies, explaining to them that I'm going to put my gun away because it's 3 a.m. and someone's knocking on my door. They laugh, just making sure everything was all right. Couldn't get back to bed after that, though. It is a risk you take. You bang on someone's door in the middle of the night. Most people are armed these days.
Yeah.
Everybody's grabbing their gun.
Got to be super careful. Melissa on Harson's Island woke up to the cops at her door, too. What happened? Hi, Melissa.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we woke up to the cops. It was quite early in the morning. There was spotlights all going through all of the windows in our house. We're like, what in the world is going on here? My girlfriend on her iPhone, they have the emergency button. She went to turn her phone off, and instead of turning it off, she ended up calling the police, and they called her back to make sure she was okay, but she was extremely wasted. And they're like, are you all right, ma'am? She goes, no, I'm good. Everything's all good. Okay, bye. And hung up on them. Well, they thought that she was in distress because she hung up so quickly. So they came out. We were, every single one of us, there was like five of us in the house. We're like, what is happening right now? Spotlights all over the whole entire house. And they made her come to the front door to make sure they're like, is she okay? There was a woman that called 911, and we need to make sure that she's okay. I mean, great that they actually did that, but holy crap, when you're not prepared for it, that's not something you want to wake up to.
Yeah, but it is. They have to do it.
They have to.
They have to do it.
Even if you're like, yep, no, I'm fine. No, I'm good. No, seriously, that was a mistake. I think they're still like, someone will be right there.
Yeah, a lot of times they do if it sounds fishy.
You know?
But this is scary, too. Someone said a cop just shot an innocent guy on a wellness check last month because he grabbed a gun. It's a crazy situation.
Yeah, stuff like that happens,
right?
Too.
So when you're knocking at someone's door in the middle of the night, you got to be like, I guess they got to be ready for anything on the other side.
Yeah, cops are ready. You know,
I wasn't ready.
The cop is the one who shot the other dude. He wasn't as ready as the cop was.
Right.
I have reacted that way, though, when like stuff happens in the middle of the night. I charge at it.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Right.
It's so probably
if you ran out there with your, you know, boner and jousted the guy right off.
No, I should have paused a second to be like, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
What's on the other side of this door?
Yeah. Running for the door.
Yeah. Just maybe even looked out. Or turned on some lights, something.
Yeah.
Wake Amber up.
I guess, right? Have a witness.
Yeah, have someone
have a backup.
There with you.
Yeah.
Alexis, you had something happen. What was it?
Hey guys, how's it going? I was in Hollywood, California. I was throwing a little party at my apartment, and I was playing some dubstep music. This was when Skrillex had just come out with some of his dubstep songs.
Yeah.
And I had a call that I guess there were gunshots in my apartment. I guess that's what dubstep means to the outside.
Sure, to an old person, dubstep is just machine gun fire.
It's a war zone up there! Yeah.
You know?
You should hear it!
Anyways, 8 cops showed up at my door. I had a big party, about 30 people. I had them hide in my room. And they came to the door. They kind of looked around, didn't see anybody, blew it off, didn't really care. So after that, I took the whole party to the tattoo shop with me, and I got Bite Me tattooed to my lower lip in honor of the occasion.
Well, that's lovely, Tale.
Yeah. Mm.
When old people think dubstep is...
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
There's a full-blown firefight up there.
I don't know. Kids are killing each other up there.
They're probably on those opiates.
Yep.
Having some kind of opiate party with their guns.
It's a for sure 100% opiate gun party.
Opiate gun party.
Oh.
Yep. Be careful. All I'm saying. That's the message.
Yeah.
Just be careful when you open your door.
Yeah. It's crazy. I've never had like a late night knock like that at the door. I don't know what I'd do.
I've only had...
I'd be like, what do you want?
Ding dong ditch people. And I'll tell you, in... when you're living in a neighborhood where the ding-dong ditch is like the hot news of the day.
That's bad.
That's crazy. Just makes the rounds. Makes the Facebook rounds.
That's crazy.
Anyone know this boy? Who's this boy?
Got a room. Somebody went rogue.
Not good.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.